This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday, that is 25th May. This include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. As many as 889 candidates are in the fray from this 58 Lok Sabha constituencies. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. Tight security arrangements have been made in and around the polo ground for this rally. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has criticized Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal for appeasement politics from the Kolkata High Court struck down all OBC certificates issued in the state since 2010. Addressing an election rally in Delhi, Mr. Modi accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of constitutional violations and prioritizing political gains over lawful governance. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah said Mamata Banerjee wants to rope the reservation of backward classes for her vote bank politics. Kolkata High Court yesterday scrapped all OBC certificates issued in West Bengal since 2010. A division of bench of Justice Tapabrata Chakraborty and Rajashekhar Mantha termed the OBC list prepared in the state after 2010 as illegal. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani today said that the Delhi High Court judgment on AAP leader Manish Sisodia's bail plea is a testimony that other members of the party have also been recipients of the money laundered by Mr. Sisodia. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ms. Irani said the three observations by the court in the context of bail application prove and reflects the corruption. She said the court not only accepted but also said that Sisodia misused government machinery for corruption of 100 crore rupees. Ms. Irani said the court also observed that Manish Sisodia destroyed evidences and if given bail can also trouble the witnesses. The Indian economy has registered a record rise in exports and the sharpest upturn in employment over 18 years in May this year. According to the HSBC Flash Purchasing Managers Index, India recorded the third strongest upturn in private sector output since July 2010. Although the manufacturing industry continued to lead the growth of both sales and output, it was the service economy that was responsible for the latest acceleration in overall economic expansion. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautama Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. The people of Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka also celebrate the birth anniversary by organizing several events and symposium on the relevance of Lord Buddha's teachings in the modern world. In Bihar, Buddha Purnima is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety. Buddhist monks and devotees of different countries have reached Bodh Gaya to celebrate Buddha Purnima. Severe heat wave conditions are very likely to continue in north and central India for the next few days. The India Meteorological Department has a consistent red alert issued in the northern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions in Vidarbha and Maharashtra is likely to prevail during the next 3 to 4 days. Hot and humid weather is expected over Assam till tomorrow. Meanwhile, very heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. IMD said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of southern Arabian Sea, some more parts of Maldives, Comorin area, South Bay of Bengal, some parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Andaman Sea. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an early national election for July 4th. He made the announcement outside his Downing Street office, saying now is the moment for Britain to choose its future. Voters across the United Kingdom will choose all 650 members of the House of Commons for a term of up to 5 years. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Ashmita Chaliha have advanced to the quarterfinals of the prestigious Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.